is Erica Glissing. You are joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force, one of my beautiful podcasts. Today we're going to look at how is it that we cannot see the brilliance of ourselves. And this is a really interesting topic, I believe, because so often we can see brilliance in others and we attribute intelligence to others. So often we're able, when we look out and about, to look at maybe celebrities or famous people or people who have 200,000 followers on Instagram or something like that. And we're able to see something in them. And yet, when it comes to the mirror, oh my goodness, you know, we'll see the dirt, or we'll see the shame. We'll see the places where we haven't performed. We'll see the things we have not done. We'll see the ways in which we have not achieved. We'll see all the things that we have not done right or done well when we look at ourselves. And then we'll look out at others and we'll be like celebrating all their successes. So I'd like you to just, there's some energy on this one. Oh my goodness, that's so cool. I just was shown this oceans of energy on this. So I'd like to let this concept light a fire inside of you. Yeah, see if you can't get fully lit up and shining about your gifts, the ways in which you are succeeding, the ways in which you are already there, the aspects and the components within your being that are the very truth of your spirit and soul. Because the truth of your spirit and soul is that you are expansive and most beautiful. You have amazing energy. Yeah, and I can see this because I have third eye knowing. So I can look out across the ocean of the listeners and tune into the spirits of all of you and sense the beauty and the insane connectivity with all that is right here from this moment, this perspective that I'm at this morning, my own little recording studio, as it were. So I'd like to invite you to actually write down 10 things about yourself that are off the chart amazing. Yeah, that. Okay. Take a little time to revel in the awesomeness of you. Would you do that? Would you do that? Are you willing to receive more accolades from others? Ouch. Ah. Oh my God. How difficult is it to hear good things about you? How much easier is it to think of all the places where you're screwing up? As we jump into our human bodies, as we leave the spiritual realm and we become human beings on the planet, with that we get the ability to embody mistakes isn't the right word. It's like we're given this human form, and then that just comes with it all kinds of blinders, all kinds of things we can fail and succeed and fail and succeed and fail and succeed. So just today, just for this moment, just step into the light of you, the beauty of you, the shiningness of you, and see if you can't just reach out and touch that beauty of yourself, of your spirit, that's really bigger than any one thing or any one blockage or any one problem or any one fault. And just go ahead and be bigger than that for today, because the truth is you are amazing and you're insanely beautiful. And I feel very blessed that you're listening to the show. And I'm pretty sure there's no mistakes as far as that goes, that the people listening to the show are among the most insanely beautiful people on the planet. Yeah, so just touch the energy of that and see if you can't be even more into your truth today as you go about your regular daily life. And then why don't you see if you're willing to be about 10% kinder to yourself today? I'm not asking the ocean and the moon, right? See if you can be just 10% nicer to you today. Yeah. And anything that's blocking that, wow, there's a lot of blocks to that. Okay, cool. So then how unkind were your parents to themselves? Not to you, but to themselves. How much did your parents criticize their own selves? And then look back, grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents. How much did all of them criticize themselves and then their children and then their children until it became this echo and this embeddedness of self-hatred? And let's just go in and root out just a little bit of that right now in the show. Just take a little bit of that root of that nasty self-blech energy. Do you like that word? I made it up. And replace it with the acknowledgement of your spirit as supreme. Yeah. Just replace it with the knowing of yourself as beauty, with that beautiful spirit of you. Just for a moment, hold yourself as you would a newborn and look at yourself with that undying love that you saw your child. You have a child. Or that you would. And just hold yourself in that light right now, just for the wine out of it. And thank you so much for coming. This is Erica Glessing. You've been listening to Energy Clearing for Life Force, one of my podcasts. My other podcasts are asking me to give them a shout out. So I have The Erica Glessing Show, where I focus once a week on creativity. And then I have the multi-million dollar funnel podcast. Oh my goodness, I just signed up some amazing guests for February, March, and April. That show is insane on how to build a seven-figure business as an entrepreneur. Why not? Learn that. It's fun. So go ahead and join me on my other podcasts. And thank you so much for listening to me today.